May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Normally what happens is whatever the Lord has just been speaking to me about personally is what I'll share here from my time in the mornings, because I just come from my prayer life into this. But today, as I was getting ready to do that, the Lord said, I want you to speak something from Revelation 6. And it's not something I've not spoken before in the years past, but it was very clear that's what he wanted me to do. So I would imagine this is a word that's appropriate to all of us. And most likely there's one or two persons here that this is very imperative for you. And God knows how to. It says in Ezekiel chapter 1 that he fashioned a word just for Ezekiel. What's really fun is when you sit in an environment and you listen to somebody preach the word or whatever, but God fashions a word just for you and for where you're at in the situation and circumstance that you're in. So listen to this word. And I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, Revelation 6, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, come. And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. This is speaking of Christ, and crowns, you know, always speaks of sovereign and rule, power, authority. And it says that Christ went out armed with a bow, and he went out with a crown, with authority, rule, and power. And he went out conquering and to conquer. It's a really important thing for us to understand is that Jesus has been sent, and Jesus has been sent to conquer. And he is conquering. What happens to us is that we don't have eyes to see sometimes. We don't have ears to hear. All we're able to hear is the bad news. All we're able to see are the things that we can see with our natural mind, but we live by faith and not by sight. All of us go through things sometimes where it looks like we are losing, where it looks like things are falling into the enemy's camp. But the truth is, Jesus has been sent to conquer, and our sovereign Lord is conquering. Whether you can see it, whether you can understand it, whether you can figure it out or not. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it says that we are always being led in his triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who is always leading us in his triumph in Christ Jesus. And for a season, his triumph may, for a season in the natural, look like your defeat. But you have to understand the one who's been out, sent out to conquer is conquering. We pray for the things of the earth. We participate in God's purposes and intentions and what's going on the earth. But let me just tell you, in the end, it's going to look like Jesus was really winning. And Jesus is conquering, accomplishing his purposes. Let me connect a few dots for you, because we've been talking about this some lately. We're going to talk about this more because we're going after fullness. And that is this. It's one thing for you to have a vision of how powerful he is and that how he's an overcomer. But I've discovered that we really aren't able to rest our faith on that alone, because the accuser of the brethren is always telling us all that may be true. Jesus may be able and he may be sovereign, but you've messed up so bad, or you haven't done it perfect enough, that you don't deserve that kind of activity in your life. And therefore, knowing that he's able because he's powerful isn't enough. We come back to the thing we've been talking about lately for the last couple of weeks. It's perfect love that casts out fear. Because you see, a revelation of his power tells me he's able. But a revelation of his love tells me that he's willing. That he loves me with perfect love. Therefore, he doesn't say he loves me because I have perfect love. He loves me with perfect love. He knows my love is imperfect. Remember his questions to Peter? We'll talk about that some this Sunday for CTKers. It says that love in 1 Corinthians 13 does what? Love never fails. And the reality is that I know that he's a conqueror. And it's not been hard for me to settle the fact that he's out there conquering because he's able and he's sovereign. The hardest thing in most humans is to settle, and he's doing that on my behalf because he loves me with perfect love, even though I've not loved him back with perfect love. Because it's perfect love that casts out fear. The opposite of faith is fear. He says, fear not, only believe. And so my ability to really believe that he's out there conquering is the fact that I'm able to abide in love. I'm able to rest in the fact that he loves me with a perfect love. And the one who's able is also willing. Not because I deserve it, but because he loves me. There's an amazing scripture that kind of puts all that together in Zephaniah. This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. And it's God's word for all of us, but God was particularly speaking this to Israel. And Israel, as you know, was not always the most faithful people in the world. In the book of Judges alone, it speaks of 13 times where there was apostasy, then revival, apostasy, revival, apostasy, revival, apostasy, revival. Sounds a lot like us. So he says about them, and he says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. You need to understand that. The Lord your God is in the midst of your life and your situation, and the situation and the lives of those around you, a victorious warrior. He came to conquer, and he is conquering. And he will exult over you with joy and renew you in his love. And he will rejoice over you with singing and sounds, shouts of joy. He said, this is who your Lord is, someone who loves you so much that he sings over you and he shouts joy over you because of his love for you. Rejoices over you with love. That's an amazing thing to think. That's what perfect love looks like. It's not some benevolent, quiet, whispery, deep, fatherly, distant love. It's a father, it's a Godhead that loves you fiercely, that rejoices over you, that dances over you with love. And that one is a victorious warrior. You love somebody that much, you come to their defense. You love somebody that much, you're going to be a conqueror for them. Not just because you're able, because you long to, because you're willing to. It's perfect love that casts out fear. Not just a revelation of how powerful he is, but a revelation of how much he loves you. I'm glad that he's not just able, right? It's like our kinsman redeemer Boaz. Boaz wasn't just able. He had the right because he was kin, had the crown. He had the ability because he was wealthy, had the bow, but he was willing because he loved Ruth. And it was love at first sight. And let me just tell you something. In the millennium's past, in eternity past, God blinked at some point. His thought of you came to mind, and it was love at first sight. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.